Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have a special guest in the studio here today, Doug Moody, and we're going to start off the show coming from Spamland in Japan, Spam 69.
Watch you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you die. Watch you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you walk me, watch you die.
Wonderful to have you live in the studio here with us, Doug Moody, and you are approaching your 92nd year. And are there any highlights of your career that you would like to bring up?
Well, I'd like to first you came in
my life in the 90s.
Well, Mystic Records from a sound studio in
Hollywood. Miss.
And, well, thinking back over the years, I had some marvelous, marvelous times with that studio. One of them would be when Lord David Such came in from London, England, on a Rolls Royce with a British flag all over it and charging up and down Vine Boulevard with his radio at loudspeaker and level. And he said to me, I'd like to make a record. So I said, I'd like to produce you. So we started sitting down talking about who David Such really was. And it turns out the Led Zeppelin was with him and was originally called the Alley Cats. So I said, where are they? And he said, they're down the road in a studio called Gold Star. I said, invite them up. And let's go and do some recording. So we went in. Nicky Hopkins was there playing the piano in the studio, and that was a reunion these two had, Nicky and the Lord Such. And one by one, the word spread all over town. It turned into a party for 2 days. People just kept coming by the studio to meet David and all talk about. Finally, the name of the album was My Heavy Friends, and we recorded it, and in came the Led Zeppelin guys. They stopped their recording of album number 2 and begged me to record them. So we decided, oh, okay, we'll stop recording, and we'll record Led Zeppelin first. And we called Atlantic, made the deal over the phone. They could do 2 tracks in our LP, which was called The Heavy Friends. And we would make 2 tracks, 3 tracks for them to go to Atlantic. So that's how it was. Every day was a reuniting with my past. And every day was a step into the future. And I decided, enough with all the names and the games. Let's launch an unknown record company for unknowns. So was born Mystic Records. And to this day, Candice, when she came in the 70s, oh, she was a teenager. She was running around in a black leather skirt with, that, you know, those shiny buttons all over, and with a camera. She had a camera, and everything, she filmed everything around. And today, we're taking those films and my recordings, and we're going to put out a new record company we're starting called Mystic Land. And Candice, who owns 170 acres up here, is going to have a wild time filming all the bands. We're going to make a Woodstock area without the public. The bands are going to bring up their own friends, and we're going to turn them loose, and they're going to film, and we got acres and acres with which to go crazy on. And she has a huge swimming pool lake where you go swimming naked with turtles. Well, I'll hand you back to Candace. We got some music to play for you, and I love all of you out there, and come on, put your foot in the water and paddle wherever we're going, and welcome Spamland, Spam 69. Spamland is Japan now. Welcome, welcome.
Okay, so getting back to Lord Sutch and his heavy friends, this is the debut album of the rock English rock singer, Screaming Lord Sutch, and the recording actually began in May of 1969 at Mystic Studios in Hollywood. It was released on Cotillion Records in 1970, and the album featured an all-star lineup with contributions from Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page, John Bonham, guitarist Jeff Beck, session keyboardist Nicky Hopkins, and session guitarist Daniel Edwards, and Jimi Hendrix experience bassist Noel Redding. Rick Brown and Carlo Little were previously with the Savages. You know, many of the musicians had grave misgivings upon its release, and they were under the assumption that this was just a quality demo recording. But as a result, it came out quite well, and it's doing really good even today. And, it is the beginning of a lot of good things that have come into Mystic Records. And we're going to play a little song here for you from one of our newest bands, Chainsaw Fight, out of Las Vegas. This is for you, Vincent and Victor. Sunday, October 6th, and this is at the Double Down in Las Vegas at 4640 Paradise Road in Las Vegas, Nevada. And they have another show coming up October 22nd, and this is P-Lander Z with Decaying Tigers, Vetivus, and Chainsaw Fight. And this is at the Backstage Bar and Billiards. And let's see, what else does it say here? Pulsar Radio presents Decaying Tigers with Chainsaw Fight. And that's at 601 Fremont Avenue in Las Vegas. So So, you know, Mystic Records is known for their releasing unknown artists. And here's another one who's coming up. This is Dave Angers, the original Crankshaft. Boo-hoo-hoo is the song.
You worry about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do.
Microphone today because the other one wasn't working too well, but we love you, Doug Moody, and all that you've promoted. And the last song was from Dave Anger, the original Crankshaft, who was launched on Getaway Records. It came from Slimy Valley. Still, all these years later, number one album on Mystic. And it starts off with Dr. No, Boy's Life, Crankshaft, Army of the Dead, Rigor Mortis, In the Trenches, Flower Leopards, Preacher's Confession, The Grim, Old Town Mall, Moxnix, Vicious Cycle, America's Hardcore, Born Prejudice, Ill Repute, Strike Back, Flower Leopards, Death of Two Lovers, False Confessions, Prophecy, Slaughterhouse 5, Second Generation, Dr. No, In That House, Reign of Terror, Violent Children, Crankshaft, There's Someone in the Cellar, and Circle One, Going Against the Grain, and the Undercity Kings. What a great lineup, and still so much fun. And now I'm going to play you a clip from the one and only Don't Know. And this one goes out to you, Albie Sacramone.
Hey, Albie! Hey, I'll be coming to see you one of these days.
All right. Well, you know, Social Spit is one of the unknowns that Doug launched way, way back, I believe 35 years ago. And they have a show coming up at the Bancroft, October 25th. Social Spit is playing with Missing Limbs, Endless, and Nameless, and then more to be announced. And this is at 9143 Campo Road in Spring Valley, California. And they have another show coming up November 3rd. And that is, let's see, where is it? Where did it go? It was on my list here. where did you go, Social Spit? Okay, well, I seem to have misplaced it. So let's go and, that one at The Rock. Yes, okay, that's, let me see, November 3rd. No, okay, so I'm stumbling over my own tongue. And let me see here. All right, I'm going to play a song right here from Swa, 100 Bottles of Beer.
Oh, Nicaraguan style!
One, two, three, four.
Okay, this one goes out to Bill Hetson, Memories from the Original Identity Crisis. Another show coming up here with one of our new Mystic bands, and that's Bleach Party USA. And they are playing November 3rd with TSOL at The Rock in Tucson, Arizona at 136 North Park Avenue. And pre-sale tickets are $15. So if you want to get in to see the show, it's a great lineup. A lot of fun people playing, and TSOL is on tour. So they're the California punk legends. And now I have a song for you from Antisocial, Fight Back. Sidewalk Slam out of Punkland, Portland, another Mystic band, is playing October 19th at the Yamhill Pub at 223 Southwest Yamhill Street in Portland, Oregon. And they're a real fun bunch of guys. You got to get out and see it. Okay, here's Bomb Squad from Portland coming up. Identity Crisis. This goes out to you, Bill Hudson.
Yeah.
with a flashback. Bill Heston, wherever you are, you blew up my swimming pool. You've created a bomb and blew up my swimming pool. Well, when Mystic first arrived in Oceanside, we didn't really have a home. We took over a disused motel with tons of room and a swimming pool. And one of the groups that moved in with us was Bill Heston and his Identity Crisis. And he blew up my swimming pool. Anyway, I love you, Bill. Stay with us with Mystic. Whatever you guys are getting up to, I'll duck. Bye.
They actually have a new band out called Banger, and Banger is playing October 25th up here in Northern California in Sacramento at the Holy Diver. And I'm so happy that you all tuned in. And don't forget to party or go home, and we will see you next time. Bye.